This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Today on the radio show, we'll have Chris Harrington straight up 10 o'clock. He wrote about the Grizzlies' win last night over the Clippers. They own the Clippers. Don't you think, Jeffrey? We can say that now. They own the Clippers.
Jeff, it's tough to beat the same team three times.
It is tough to beat the same team three times. So much for that not winning in California thing.
Absolutely.
You know?
As long as you got the Clippers.
Own California, too. Anyway, Chris Harrington's going to join us straight up at 10 o'clock. And then Fish on Friday. On Tuesday, our man in Washington, D.C. joins us. Big jobs report today, Jeffrey. Nothing like a sports talk radio show that is going to focus on the jobs report. Did you realize there was a jobs report this morning?
I did not, but I do now.
I don't think it was. I think it was right down the middle jobs report. And I don't know that the jobs report was notable one way or another. But Fishman will tell us about that, as well as a passenger on a cruise ship who met an unfortunate end.
Oh no.
I'm sorry. Have you been on a cruise?
My senior year of college, I got drunk on a boat for 7 days, yes.
You don't seem like the cruise type.
But it was just like
Can you watch television?
There was TV.
All the games? Can you watch all the games if you're in the Gulf of Mexico? America? Whatever.
Correct. The Gulf of America.
I'm going with Mexico.
At the time.
I'm a traditionalist. I didn't like New Coke either.
You know? Actually, I think I was the Pacific.
Okay. Did you watch your sports?
You could watch sports. It was difficult.
I don't know that. So we went on cruises when, I would not say I grew up in a cruising type family, whatever that means, whatever that conveys, right? But when my parents got into their 90s, they were much less mobile,
right?
Shockingly. And so they couldn't move around where a boat can move around, do the moving around for you.
Correct.
Right? And so I went on multiple cruises with my kids and my parents, almost always to the same place just because they only wanted to do a quick cruise. And I think Cozumel was like the quick cruise out of New Orleans or whatever. So they didn't ever want a week-long cruise. But I found them to be enjoyable. I think being on the ocean on a big ass boat is fun. And all the people and interesting people. And my mom would, you know, she really liked the belly flop contest.
Mm.
She really liked all the stuff that would happen, you know, on the main. She was enthralled by the human condition. So, but anyway.
Particularly in pain.
This particular gentleman who I think was a Royal Caribbean cruise. He met an unfortunate end. Lots of things to talk about with our man in Washington, D.C., Charles Fishman. So we'll do that in the second hour. The first hour is us. We do have all kinds of news, including today is, you know, who's 200, who would be 250? Were they alive today?
That would be Jane Austen.
How did you know that?
I just saw it going around.
Is it going around?
Yeah. We also, I also, like, on our computer here in the studio, there was an update that it's Jane Austen's 250th.
And Jane Austen is sort of a, she died at 41. She's sort of become a phenomenon. I guess people love Jane Austen.
I think that is more than fair to say.
I mean, there's a Jane Austen cult, kind of, right? Like, it's become a...
She definitely has, she's caught a second or third wind in terms of popularity, yes.
Are you a Pride and Prejudice person yourself? Pride and Prejudice? Sense and Sensibility?
I would say I'm more of a Sense and Sensibility guy, I think, because that's the one I read.
Anyway, happy birthday to Jane Austen. So there you go.
I think
go.
She popularized people talking behind their backs.
I can't speak definitively or with any degree of expertise. I'll be honest. If I've read one, I have no recollection of it.
Doesn't that feel like school reading?
Well, one of the interesting things is there's a story in the New York Times over the weekend. Do you realize students don't read books anymore? Like, books aren't assigned.
Are you saying they read on iPads or they just don't
read?
No.
No. They don't. They read. They don't assign books. Books aren't.
I did not realize this.
Books are not assigned.
What are they reading in literature?
They read, and literally they had a literacy expert was quoted talking about how, no, the better way to do this is instead of reading, a David Copperfield or Lord of the Flies or
Catching the Rye.
Catching the Rye, whatever. Instead of reading a whole book, what you really need to do is read, you know, an excerpt of Austen and an excerpt of J.D. Salinger and an excerpt of, and so they just read excerpts. If you have a whole book assigned to you, maybe one during your junior year of high school, that is, you may even be atypical.
I was not aware of this.
They don't
this.
Read books anymore. And the literacy expert was saying, no, they were talking about building up your reading stamina. Like some people, you need books so you can have, and they go, no. If the goal is to get someone can read from 200 words to 1,000 words, that's how you build up your stamina. You don't build up your stamina by assigning a whole book. I'm get off your lawn guy now. I can't freaking believe it. There is something to be said for reading a whole book.
Well, I'm very against when we get new age thinking that goes against like thousands upon thousands of years. I'm against that.
What they say is it's science, man. It's science.
Yeah, of course.
It's the science of reading. It's the science of reading does not involve actual books. Where books are overrated. We don't really do books anymore in school. I think this is true. I don't know. Like when I, this is, I sound, I so much. Sound
Go ahead.
Like, when I was in school, it would feel like in your basic English class, you'd probably read 4 or 5 books during the course of the year, right?
Yeah.
Wait, 4 or 5 books during the course of the year. Now, in history, you wouldn't have a book.
You'd read a textbook.
Book,
and then maybe
but in English class, you'd read 4 or 5 books. You'd read 4 or 5 books. And there are different books than whatever. But now...
I think we read 3 a semester.
Now, no books! Tell me if I'm wrong. Tweet me if I'm wrong. I'm not going to take calls on this. We got a Grizzlies game to talk about. Anyway, happy birthday to Jane Austen, who wrote whole books.
Which are not being read anymore.
Well, not in class.
Just excerpts.
Not in class. They're not being read in class. And the argument is, no. You get a lot more if you read, 10 different excerpts from 10 different people.
But they didn't write excerpts. They wrote books.
Here's the other thing that's happened. Is because... all that matters now is testing.
Correct.
Right? And so assigning a book.
Yep. What
helps your kids pass the test is not necessarily learn more, but pass the test.
Right.
Is teaching to the test.
Correct.
And so you have them read things on a computer and answer questions on the computer. It's drill, 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 drill.
Yep.
In order to get more people passing the test. And the other thing is that the publishing industry that comes up with this curriculum, they love it because you need new worksheets, new whatever. It needed to be sold every year to every student as opposed to, you know, a textbook. Back in the day, you'd get a textbook. I would get a textbook in my history class. And I would, the year before, that textbook had been assigned to, had been used by someone else.
Sure.
Right? And you'd see on the back of the book the nine different people who'd been the names of the people who'd had that book as their book. Well, if instead you just use a lot of worksheets and computer whatevers and downloads, you can resell it to every kid every year.
Well, especially worksheets.
You need new ones. But now, of course, they're digital worksheets. Right. So it's a new packet that you're sending, whatever. And so that's what happened. Books and no books. Sorry, people. No more books. But Camp Spencer's good. And Jaron, it turns out, Jason and John traded him yesterday. Did you hear that? John had him out of here.
I was made aware.
Had him out of here. I was in line at Chick-fil-A when I heard this. And John was like, ready.
Just spit out your nugget.
Ready to trade. I don't get the nugget.
Sandwich.
I get the sandwich.
Diet Coke.
I get the number one meal. Mm-hmm. I just say the name Jeff. And they say, what do you want? I want the number one meal. And I eat the fries, like eating them as you drive out of the lane and mm-hmm. reaching into that bag and getting, and I don't even, I used to think they were not great fries. I really like the fries now. And you eat the fries first. And then the other thing that's really good about the fries is when you get down to the last little little pieces of the fry, they're in the bottom of the cardboard thing. Those are sensational. And so,
all the salt builds up.
It's just, it's fantastic. Now it's $10. It's nine something for the number one meal. And so that's a lot. But it does make the Jaron Jackson trade go down easier because, like, John's like, get him the hell out of here. He's ready to deal him. And Jaron was sufficiently inspired by that he gave us.
We know he was listening.
Of course he's listening. Even the people who say they don't listen, they're all listening.
Of course.
They're all, what do you think they're doing, reading books? They're certainly not reading books.
Not reading excerpts either.
Jaron with 31 points, he looked like the Jaron who is worth $50 million. You know what? Let's fire up the music and do this. I told Jeffrey, we have a whole lot of highlights here, but I told Jeffrey, we're just doing Jaron, and these are dedicated to John, a long-distance dedication.
Yes, just like Delilah.
To John Martin. And Cam Spencer highlights. Only Jaron and Cam Spencer highlights, because the Grizzlies started off with Jaron. He had four shots in the first 3 minutes. Was my calculation. Let's start with Jaron.
Jackson with it, top of the arc, drives in at Zubats, into the lane again. A little running lefty floater is good. Jaron Jackson Jr., aggressive early on, has all five of the Grizzly points so far.
Yeah, he's going to have the foot speed quickness over Zubats right there, so he just has to continue to go fast and be aggressive.
Zubats had no shot.
No chance.
No shot. I mentioned Cam Spencer, good at hitting threes. Here he is.
Landale finds a wide open Cam Spencer. Ring it up. Put three on the board from the left sideline. Cam Spencer hits the three. Grizzlies cut the lead to four or to six.
Let's just roll some of these, Jeffrey. Just let the people immerse themselves in the glory of the Jaron and Cam show last night as the Grizzlies beat the Clippers 121-103.
Jackson crosses over on Zubats, gets to the window, lays it up and in with the right hand. Beautiful move by Jaron Jackson Jr. going left and then back to his right. And you know the scouting report says he loves to finish with the left, and Jackson took advantage of Zubats paying attention to the scouting report right there.
No question about it. He's not going to be able to move laterally. Zubats isn't, so Jaron has the foot speed.
Jaron Jackson out of the opening possession. A straightaway three is good. Ring it up. Put three on the board as Cam Spencer fed a little behind-the-back bounce pass, and the Grizzlies take the lead 28-27.
Yep, Kawhi had to respect Cam Spencer coming off of that screen because he could pull up and knock it down from three-point range.
Right side, Cam Spencer gets free. Miller was late to get there, and he pays the price. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Great feed. Spencer cuts right up to the right wing and buries the three, hands up, ready to shoot. A young man is not
hesitating at all, man. He's on fire. He's headed for another 20-point game.
Cross-court feed to the right wing, Jackson. He drives in at Bogdanovich, shoves him out of the way, and puts it up and in with the left hand. It is 37-32, Grizzlies by 5, and Jaren Jackson Jr. is putting on a clinic with 16 points in 10 minutes, Michael.
Hey, no question about it. Everybody on the floor is a mismatch in his advantage, in his favor, so he's got to be able to be aggressive.
Spencer around a Jackson Jr. screen. Back to Jaren. Right wing three on the way. He's cooking. Ring it up. Put three on the board. Ty Lue says, I've seen enough. Give me a timeout. 40-32. Jaren Jackson Jr. with 19 so far in the first half.
They can't handle Jaren Jackson Jr. He ended up with 21 in the first half. 9 of 11. As I said, 4 shots in the first 3 minutes. This felt certainly the matchup. Zubats as... The inability to move laterally, which my mic check pointed out, that's a detriment when you're trying to guard Jaren Jackson
Absolutely.
Jr. And so it felt like it was matchup dependent, but it was also intentional. Didn't it feel like it was
Yes, this is what they felt like they were attacking.
Yeah, let's get Jaren going here, and he was absolutely terrific. People can focus on the rebounding all they want. Like, what you want from Jaren is, I don't know that you need 31 points on 13 of 18 shooting, but when you get him scoring in the 20s and he had 5 blocks last night.
Yep.
And, you know, seven stocks. Chris Harrington told me to keep track of the stocks. 7 stocks. That's the Jaren that you want to see. All right, let's resume.
Spencer, a right wing 3 try as he checks into the game, ring it up. Put 3 on the board for Cam Spencer, who's now 3 for 4. And Michael, that puts him at 50% on the nose from 3-point range this season. He's got 15. A 3 for Spencer, who hits from the left wing. He goes down. It doesn't matter. Ring it up. Put 3 on the board. Cam Spencer, 4 of 5 from long range tonight for 18. He'll give it for Spencer. Spencer launches another 3. Ring it up. Give him 3 more. Cam Spencer with flames coming out of his fingertips again tonight. 5 of 6 from long range. 21 for Cam Spencer.
Get that man in the All-Star game. Shooting 3s right on the same court.
Spencer boys. Williams back for Cam Spencer. 10 on the shot clock. A deep left wing 3. Stop it, Cam Spencer. Just stop it. Ring it up. Put 3 on the board. A career high now. 24. Spencer is 6 of 7. And that one was from Escondido. Good night.
Escondido. It was from Escondido. He was talking trash, too. Are you a lip reader? What was he saying?
Thanks for playing.
by the way, now the second leading 3-point shooter in the league. Yes, better than 50%. He's 50.8% from 3. Tari Eason just a smidge ahead of him. Also leads a third in the league in free throws, 91%. Wound up with 27 points, 7 of 10 from 3. Continue to roll.
Williams to Spencer. Shoot it. Here he goes. Put 3 on the board. Cam Spencer has taken the NBA by storm. 7-3 of the night. The guy is absolutely unconscious. That's the 5th block of the night for Jaren Jackson Jr. Here's Morant into the paint. Behind the back flip to Jackson. He'll tee up a left wing 3. Ring it up. Put 3 on the board and put the lights out on the Clippers.
John.
Wells to the right side, Jaren Jackson. He'll tee up a 3 at the shot clock. Buzzer, ring it up. Put 3 on the board. Jaren Jackson Jr. is absolutely cooking tonight. He's got 31.
All right. I'd like to call your attention to what Michael Wallace said there in the wake of that second-to-last 3, Jaren's 3. You heard him say, and it was interesting because, like, you know, we've heard Elliott before just, like, expressing himself on these broadcasts. Here, Mike Wallace, like, laughing as Cam Spencer is hitting 3s was fun. But you heard him say after that Jaren 3, oh, Ja. And it's because, sure enough, Ja got injured. Stepped on a foot after making the pass to Jaren. Looked bad, hobbling off. He did stay on the bench. And so I think that is a good sign. But can't get through these Grizzlies games without without someone getting hurt. It seems unlikely. Let's play doctor for a minute.
Okay.
Seems unlikely this is going to be a long-term thing. It seems likely he will certainly miss Minnesota, right?
That did not feel to me like something like, okay, reevaluate in multiple weeks. That just felt day-to-day. But, yeah, I think that's a fair way to...
The end of that game. John had a quiet game. 12 points, 4 of 12, 4 assists. It was, again, it was the Jaren and Cam show. It also, to me, is a perfect example of... Anytime a Grizzly gets hurt, invariably I get emails saying, got to look at the medical staff. What kind of medical staff do they have? And listen, there may be instances where that seems like a relevant inquiry. That's fine. Stepping on a foot is stepping on a foot. Like stepping on a foot is stepping on a foot. I don't know what the medical staff would have done except say, yo, watch that foot. You know, like this was not a medical staff. This was a guy who steps on a foot and gets hurt, and that's what happens. And so there we are. It is a little bit deflating. My God, if you find it discouraging to cheer for the Grizzlies, imagine being a Clippers fan these days.
Man, this is because that's the other thing. If you would have told me the record, I'd be like, okay, well. Kawhi's probably not playing.
Yeah, they got the guys playing.
Like, that's the thing.
The dudes are playing.
It is something. Because I don't feel like they should be that bad, but man, the evidence suggests that they are.
Harden with 13 points, 4 of 10 shooting. Good job by Jalen Wells on him. And again, it was a career-high 27 for Cam Spencer, 31 for Jaren. Obviously, the biggest concern coming out of the night is the injury to Ja. Seems unlikely that he will play at Minnesota. Chris Herring will be in attendance for that game. Seems unlikely. But, my God, good to see Jaren. Like, this is I was joking about them, about John trading Jaren by the trade deadline. But the conversation that I had with John is, why would we think Jaren isn't still, like, he has not played well in this system this year. Is there any reason to think that Jaren has forgotten how to play basketball? Like, it's not, this isn't a Marcus Smart where he got old, you know, like, why wouldn't one think that he could still be good at basketball again? He's not physically damaged goods like Ja. It just seems like he's not comfortable and unlocked in this system. And no, he's never going to be a rebounder. If that's like complaint, he's never going to be a rebounder. At his best, he will be a problem on the offensive end, particularly if he can't move laterally. And will be an impact player defensively. That's what you want him to be. Now, is that worth as much as he's getting paid? I guess that's the...
But that's a separate question, isn't it?
I guess it is, though. I mean, in the end, you are tying up money on a certain player. So in the end, if you're moving off a player because he's... But I just don't... I mean, if you're making the decision to trade him, I'm sure what John... Sir, A, was just discussed that he's not playing well, right? But then it was, he's not worth this much money. Like, in the end, that is the calculation, is that you decide to trade Jaren because you think he's not worth as much money. I would ask, where are you going to get a player with the gifts that to replace him, the gifts that Jaren has? What you need to do is try to unlock Jaren, not try to trade Jaren. And that's what they did manage to do last night.
I think also the other question is, okay, maybe this year he's not worth the money, but in 2 years is he? If the cap goes up significantly because his contract isn't tied to the cap, you know what I mean? That's where I think it starts to become a question.
You know, and it is, if he plays like that, right? Now, again, that's one night. The previous five, he was under.
Right, my expectation's not that he shoots 80% from three
no.
for the course of the season, but to your point, he can be a force.
And you need him to be a force. Now, weirdly enough, and honestly, in the second half, I felt like they could have gone to him more. Like he had,
especially third quarter. Yeah,
yeah. He had 21 in the first half, yeah. And then it's like, do you guys forget how well that worked out when you're feeding Jaren in the first half? And so, but then Cam came in and Cam was absolutely incandescent and trash talking, and that was great fun. And I think certainly the idea that Eric had that he should be in the 3-point shooting contest along with his brother is kind of fun, right?
Yeah. Although I don't really particularly care, but yes, that would be a fun little
beyond the fact that we don't care about the All-Star weekend, period. Right. So
I'll say this, that would have a better chance of getting my attention than just saying, hey, the 3-point contest is on.
Elsewhere in the NBA, speaking of things that I personally, it is not. I think the NBA Cup has been a success.
Yeah.
I'll be interested. I will be honest. And maybe it's because the Grizzlies have never done anything in the NBA Cup. It has not changed my level of interest in the least. It has not ticked it up even ever so slightly. It is.
I would say.
It has for you?
For me, Cup games have felt like they've had a different level of intensity in a part of the calendar that doesn't
so typically. So it's worked for you. Yeah.
Yeah.
I watch a game. I notice because the court, if it's a Cup game. And obviously tonight we got the Spurs and the Knicks. And they're playing for money. Like they're playing for $500,000, I think it is, a person, right? Now, one of the interesting things is a story in The Athletic today that this may be the last Cup championship game in Las Vegas.
It seems likely.
And that's because...
atmospheres.
Yeah. It's not been great in Las Vegas. There's empty seats and the atmosphere isn't particularly charged. And so, nice idea to do it in Vegas, but their actual experience of what they have encountered in Vegas is it's not as electric as they would have wanted. And so there you go. Speaking of electric, Cooper Flagg, 42 points last night. By the way, Jazz won again.
Yeah, don't let him get hot.
Jazz won again. Beating Dallas, and Cooper Flagg, 42 points, 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 2 blocks. I resent Dallas for having Cooper Flagg still. It's nice that he is starting to be the player that people thought he would be. He has, over the last 7, I think he's averaged 25 points a game. He's the third teenager to score 40. Care to guess who the other teenagers were who scored 40? I'm just warming you up for Right of the Right trivia on Thursday. You know, try to keep you hot. Reps.
LeBron.
Yep.
Jacoby.
KD is the other teenager to score 40. All right. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. I want to call your attention, if I can, briefly to a column that I wrote in the Daily Memphian today. It's just a story that I feel lucky to have been able to tell. It's just the best thing ever. Todd Richardson is a former punter at Ole Miss. Jeffrey, you aware of his punting credentials?
I'm not aware of his work.
He was a former punter at Ole Miss. He went on to become an art professor. Spent some time in the Netherlands studying this particular artist. And
Van Gogh?
And no, it wasn't Van Gogh. Peter Bruegger? Bruegger, maybe? Is that the
Flemish?
Taxing my knowledge. I'm a rube when it comes to Jane Austen and now art history. Anyway, he got a job back teaching at the University of Memphis. And way back when, there was this empty Sears warehouse building downtown. Your grandfather used to work there. And he had this idea of let's have a place for, you know, people who do art. And in fact, let's make it a vertical urban village. And it's this giant ass empty building that had just sat there and sat there and sat there. And so Todd and others, including Staley Cates, who was instrumental to this, had this crazy, crazy, crazy idea. That's never going to work. Turning this into a place for artists and a place where people could live and a place where people could maybe we'll stick a high school in there. And Scott Morris of Church Health got behind it in a big way. He was once over on Peabody, and they said we'd be an anchor tenant. And all of a sudden, in 2017, this miraculous place called Crosstown came to life. It's just incredible. Like, you go over there, it is one of the happiest places in Memphis. Just all kinds of people there. And honestly, just you go get a cup of coffee there and sit and watch the people come through. I went to the Christmas celebration that they have. They don't have a Christmas tree, but they have lights that go up all the way soaring up into the atrium that they light up and did a couple Friday nights ago. And just a wonderful testament to what people in Memphis, the community, can do when you have good ideas and people who get behind it. And it's a spectacular place. Anyway, Todd Richardson has a wife, two daughters, and they live across town too. Like, you can live across town. There's apartments and stuff like that. And He'd gone for a workout. This was actually the Friday of the Christmas light celebration there, coming up 2 weeks ago, I think, this coming Friday. And he'd been working out. And he was back in his apartment. And his wife just happened to duck back there. She was going to be out doing other stuff as well. But she just happened to be back for a moment. And then she was ducking into whatever, get ready to go. She was in the bathroom, get ready to go or whatever. And she heard Todd yell out her name. And had she not heard Todd yell out her name, this would be a very different story. But he collapsed on the floor and was having your classic Widowmaker heart attack.
Oh boy.
Your classic. And I think it's 12% survival rate. Like, you don't know what's coming. There's nothing to tell you it's coming. And all of a sudden, There you are. So she calls down to security. Security says they're going to get an ambulance, and they come, whatever. And there's a guy named Adrian Garcia. Now, Adrian Garcia is an immigrant from El Salvador, and he works in maintenance at Crosstown. And he was putting up Christmas lights. That's what he was doing. He was putting up Christmas lights. And at that moment, he actually, someone on his team said, can they take a bathroom break? And they went and took a bathroom break. And when they came back, they said, hey, Adrian, something's happened with Todd. You might want to switch channels on your radio. Had that guy not gone to the bathroom break and come back with this news, this could also have turned out differently. So Adrian Garcia, who's 38-year-old, he switches over to the other channel, and he hears someone say, when the ambulance gets here, send him to the 10th floor, to Todd Richardson's apartment. So Adrian Garcia, who works in maintenance, but has been there from the day the place opened, he says, you know what? I bet I can help. And he rushes to the freight elevator, and he takes it to the 10th floor. And if he goes one way, that's the quickest way to Todd's apartment. If he goes the other way, there's an AED machine, a defibrillator, on the wall. There is a defibrillator next to the elevator on every floor in Crosstown. And he hadn't been told that Todd was having a heart attack. He just knew something was happening. He says, you know what? I'm going to go grab that defibrillator. Grabs the defibrillator. He arrives at the same time at the door, at the same time that the head of security. Now, mind you, inside, Lee, Todd's wife, is trying to do CPR. And she can't leave Todd to even go open the door.
Right.
But they have a key. They have a skeleton key. And so they come in, and they said that by the time they got there, he was purple.
That seems horrible.
And what Adrian said was, all I could think at that moment was he has two daughters. And Adrian has three daughters, all of whom were born in the United States. And he said, that man, those daughters need their father. We've got to do something. So they got the AED machine, and it sort of walks you through it, evidently. They train you every year. They train people on it, but no one's ever used it. Like, you don't use it, but you train every year. And so they shocked him. Stand back, boom, like the way you
clear.
Do. Right. And then Adrian, 38-year-old immigrant from El Salvador, is giving him CPR. And Roosevelt, who's the head of security, they hear him cough, and they're like, oh, that's a good sign. There's at least something.
Right.
And then the EMTs get there, and the ambulance, and they said it probably took 7 minutes for the EMTs to get there, but it felt like 70.
Sure.
You can imagine, right?
Panic, everything.
And so they took Todd off, and he was taken to the hospital, and he was placed on a ventilator for multiple days. And so as that Christmas lighting celebration was going on, people who knew at Crosstown had no idea. Todd's normally there presiding over the merriment of the ceremony. He's often in the symphony. He's got a little triangle that he pretends to play as part of the symphony. And people who knew, what's the Christmas carol, the hopes and fears of all the years? That night was, for people who knew, was filled with hopes and fears because there was Todd on a ventilator. And the first 72 hours after a heart attack like that, absolutely critical, because you wonder, did they get the blood started in
right.
time? How much
blood
brain
flow?
Damage,
yeah.
How much brain? Like, is he going to survive? And B, if he survives, is he going to be in a deeply compromised because the blood flow hasn't gotten to the brain and permanent damage has taken place? Well, I can tell you that early the next week, Adrian was able to go over there and visit Todd. And Todd is going to make a full recovery.
That's awesome.
And the things that had to go into that moment, that miracle, almost too many to calculate, But Tom Collins, who is sort of in charge of the building for commercial advisors, Cushman & Wakefield commercial advisors, they run the building. He told me, he said, isn't it kind of remarkable that this guy who breathed life into a old building had life breathed into him in that building? And really because he was living in that building. Like, had he been living in a house in East Memphis, he would be dead, right? Like, almost certainly.
Yeah.
And had Adrian Garcia not flipped over his channel and heard what he heard and headed for the freight elevator, things would have been very different. And Todd Richardson is absolutely, he's one of the people in this community who make things happen. And so he's going to be able to celebrate Christmas with his daughters, and Adrian Garcia is going to be able to celebrate a merry Christmas with his daughters. And I wrote about it, and I'm lucky enough to occasionally be able to tell stories like that. And so I wrote about it in the Daily Memphian. You can read it over there. In terms of the world of sports, Jeffrey, we did have other news. Let's start with Arch Manning returning to Texas.
No way.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Your thoughts?
I mean, this felt pretty
inevitable.
Predictable, right?
It was inevitable.
I mean, I did see some...
Well, the fact that the second half of the season worked out the way he did, too. Like, had it not, do you think it would have turned out differently?
No, I think...
Had it continued to flounder?
I think what's interesting about it is what feels like the news is returning to Texas. It doesn't feel necessarily...
it would have been a huge stretch to go to the NFL. I'm sure he would have been drafted in the first round had he gone
to the NFL.
Just on tools alone.
There were draft scouts that were still saying, I'd still take him 1-1. I was like, oh, boy, I don't know about that.
I bet he would have gone top 10.
I think so, too, because there's just not a lot of quarterbacks in this draft. And there, look at the teams that need quarterbacks.
Yeah, I think there's not a lot of – and in the – yeah. I mean, Mendoza would go ahead of him, I presume. But, like, who has better tools?
And that's the thing. It's like maybe Mendoza goes ahead of him, but, like
– you know, the guys who are great in the NFL, the guys who are great right now, like,
yeah.
Who, like Josh – tools, like he's a mega, you know, he's a monster, right? He has a lot of stuff, but
no, he's Josh was the definition of traits, tools, however you want to say
Drake
it, overproduction.
May. Drake May,
yes,
you know, tools. And Jaden Daniels, obviously, he's not big and strong, but he has a
but
big
he
arm.
He's and he's elusive.
Yeah.
Like he's
electric.
Yes,
he's physically electric.
Yes,
Caleb
is the definition of toolsy.
I guess, like, you know, there are effective quarterbacks. And you know, Brock Purdy, not toolsy. Jared Goff, not toolsy.
Goff is more toolsy, though, than...
Given credit
it's,
for?
It's Goff is a throwback to... He's just not elusive. But in terms of pure throwing of the football, Jared Goff has more talent in his pinky than Brock Purdy has in his whole body.
Anyway, not a big surprise there. We did have other news in the quarterbacks. Dylan Raiola,
yes,
Nebraska. He's going to go in the portal.
Yes, and so I mean, obviously, everybody's got their fingers crossed that he will go to Texas Tech and try to get Mahomes to unretire his number.
Is there a thought as to where he will go? Now, here's the thing. So, Brendan Sorsby from Cincinnati,
yep,
is going into the portal.
He also is waiting his grade, but I think Brendan Sorsby will play college football next year.
Lagway's already in the portal.
Yep.
Dylan Raiola's in the portal. And there are some schools that are going to need quarterbacks that have had a recent history of either going to get expensive quarterbacks or developing quarterbacks or whatever. And they include Miami.
Yep.
It's going to need a quarterback. Indiana's going to need a quarterback. Vandy's going to need a quarterback.
Unless they're just going to go with a freshman.
LSU's going to need a quarterback.
Presumably.
Texas Tech is going to need a quarterback. Baylor's going to need a quarterback.
Yes.
Like, there's a lot of schools.
Ole Miss probably going to need a quarterback.
See any matches here?
I mean, again, I think we're all just hoping that Raiola can really go complete his cosplay journey and go be Patrick Mahomes at Texas Tech.
Aaron Rodgers led the Steelers past the Dolphins last night. 23 of 27, 224 yards, and 2 touchdowns. The throw to DK.
I still have no idea. I was like, how did he do that?
The DK thing. The throw or DK? What
both.
DK did. I like, do not get in DK's way, evidently, is the lesson
there. First thing
that was unbelievable.
There's the run after the catch was exceptional.
The run after the catch was crazy.
I still can't believe he fit that ball in there.
That's true, too. Like, that was part of it as well. You know who had a great game last night? Kenny Gainwell.
Yes, he did.
Pride of Memphis. 7 catches, 46 yards. 80 rushing yards, 13 attempts. And then Aaron Rodgers went out of his way to talk about Kenny Gainwell afterwards. He's super smart, and I still cannot believe what we got him for. I mean, how cheap he was. I told him a long time ago my goal was to get him paid because I've been a fan of his ever since he was in Philly and thought that every time he went in the game, something good happens. He's as fluid as anybody on the team catching the football. For a guy that's making damn near a vet minimum, he's been a tremendous asset to our team this year. He's starting to take the Steelers more seriously. It was just like 3 weeks ago that people were clowning on Aaron Rodgers and firing Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, sorry. I was trying to watch the DK throw again. I don't know how he got it past the safety that was breaking. Like, they were in very good position. I still have no idea how that happened. But yes, Kenny was electric last night. I mean, I think that the question we had with the Dolphins was, like, how much of this winning streak was real versus how much of this was the schedule finally softening? I'm not even necessarily sure that they were quote-unquote fraudulent.
I don't think they just looked cold. I don't think they were ever... They did look cold. I don't think they were ever as bad as they looked early in the season. You know, there's some ability on that team. And there's a limit to it. And they
right.
did look... And they did look cold. There was a piece in... The Athletic today, Joe Rexroad, who's based in Nashville, went down to Oxford and sort of took the temperature of folks in Oxford. And as you can imagine, they're not big Lane Kiffin fans right now in Oxford, right? You can imagine that. And it's all about rally around the team. And we were, how much of what we're seeing there is exactly like we saw in Memphis when Cal left? We're going to rally around the team. We're going to fill up the FedEx Forum.
Sure.
Fire marshals are going to have to close it down for the next Midnight Madness. We're going to rally behind Josh. And yet when you look up, you're going to realize that, okay, you can say that all you want, but the reason you're as good as you were just walked out the building and you're not going to be that good again.
So I think those are two separate questions. One, I definitely think the emotion of rally around the team will show him. I think there's a lot of through lines.
Like, but my real question is how meaningful is it? In other words, it's natural. You expect it. Whatever else, is it sustainable? The guy who made this happen, the greatest season, you know, maybe ever, just walked out the door. And can the next guy? Now, it's different than Memphis, because Memphis at that very moment was running into structural problems, or they would come that would make it harder to ever do anything close to what John Calipari had done again. And it's just the opposite for Ole Miss. The structure has changed in their favor. And yet, he chose LSU over Ole Miss for a reason. Are they ever going to? Oh, here's the question. In the next 10 years, is Ole Miss going to be back in the playoff?
I'm going to say yes, because I think two things can be true. I think Lane is an elite play caller. I think he's an elite offensive mind. But I also think part of the success of Ole Miss is the roster. I mean, since 2021, I think I counted out.
Isn't he an elite roster builder? He built the roster. He was the master of the portal.
This is also where you're going to run into, all right, we're going to test it out, because there are other people that will tell you Lane was always bad with the organization and the recruiting efforts, and Pete Golding modernized that for them, and Pete Golding changed the recruiting. Is that a story that people are telling right now? It's entirely possible. We're going to get a good test.
They also said that Michael Spurlock was going to be better than Eli.
Michael Spurvick.
Because he's more mobile.
Just wait till you see.
You talk yourself into anything, right?
Yes. I never once said that.
Who's the they? There was a lot of
No. Remember the Dallas Cowboys scouts came? They said that's the one they want. Spurlock did run a kickback in an NFL game. I will say that. He is an exceptional athlete. But I think this is a real test of how much does the coaching matter? Because where Lane, I think, is where they're going to miss Lane the most is not necessarily game prep, but I think where they're going to miss Lane the most is the in-game, the adjustments that he makes, the calling the play from the sideline to script up the explosive. I think they're very much going to miss that.
Well, I think there's two things. One is, it sounds like there's a narrative as to why they won't miss him on the roster building. It's at least an open question as to whether the roster will be equal next year and the year after will be equal the roster of the last 2 years, right?
Yep.
How much was that Lane? How much was that not Lane? That's sort of the first. The second one, I think you're absolutely right. They will miss it. They will miss that spark of genius, whatever that thing is. But it is amazing how – is there a coach who is in – who ever, you know, apart from – you know, doing criminal stuff.
Yeah.
Who has enraged as many people as Lane has enraged. When you realize that he left on, you know, that left the Raiders in, you know, they were torturing him on the way out.
I want to see Keith Carter get an overhead projector out and just have people sit down for an hour.
They left Tennessee like that. USC was a disaster. Now, mind you, they didn't hate him as much. He was the one who was fired on the tarmac. Yeah. So, two of those were fine. And that's four different places for different reasons, just up in flames. Like, has any coach ever done that? Like, Cal was hated here, but nowhere else.
But also, the program didn't, like, crumble after him. I'm not saying that Josh was, like, amazing, but it wasn't like the program crumbled and cratered.
No, but they never attained. It's kind of amazing. And then you have, you listen, so this is a guy named, maybe you know, there's a place called the Velvet Ditch, a bar called the Velvet Ditch down there.
So my wife's had to fill me in on this.
Okay. There's a bar called the Velvet Ditch.
This is not my time.
This guy named Jared Foster is the owner of the Velvet Ditch. And he was supposedly friends with Lane. All the recruits would come there, whatever else.
Yeah.
And here's Foster talking about Lane Kiffin. When you literally have the answer to something and you pretend you don't, meaning Lane knew what he was going to do and pretended he didn't. When you literally have the answer to something and you pretend you don't, and when you feel guilty about the decision you made, but you blame everybody else, that's narcissism, okay? I think every human in their life may have an experience like that. But when it's a consistent thing that happens in every location you've been to, you have to start to wonder if that's a permanent trait. And if so, Ole Miss's football players are in better hands. I agreed with pretty much every sentence of that until the last one. I don't know that Ole Miss's football players are in better hands just because he's a quote-unquote snake. They seem like they're in pretty good hands.
Yeah, I think, though, there are – this is where I will push back a little on the Ole Miss part of it. I do think it is true Lane knew, and – he strung them along. I do think, though, Ole Miss got very paranoid, first through back channels, and then secondly through public comments about the data point with the college football playoff. And then I think what they went into was, all right, pull down the hatches, like we're bunkering in. The most important thing is to make the playoff. And I think then once they got to the point where it was win one game and host a playoff game, because of the financial windfalls of that, it was, we've got to make sure we're 11-1 and we're hosting a playoff game. And because of that, they were terrified of the, all right, tell him he needs to go now, because if you gave a data point and they didn't look good.
You've said, I think, by the way, if that's true, I think they overstated the significance of the data point.
Okay, but I think that's a different thing. I can agree with you that I think that that was overblown, but at the same time, I do think that was what was, I think that what was,
is what motivated,
correct,
and why, in fact, they didn't push it.
Right.
All right. We're going to talk to Chris Harrington. He wrote about the Grizzlies game. We'll talk to Chris coming up. And also Fishman, our man in Washington, D.C., Fish on Friday on Tuesday in the second hour. Before then, I will tell you, if you're thinking about selling your home in 2026, well, congratulations. Big move. Maybe you're upsizing. Maybe you're downsizing. Maybe you're moving in town. Maybe you're moving out of town. It's been a tricky market for selling houses, but it's not tricky if you go with Josh Hysaw. Josh Hysaw and the team at Keller Williams Realty, they can sell your house the conventional way, and I'm sure wherever you live, you're besieged. I get them all the time. Offers all the time. Would you interested in selling your house? Cash offer. And you know those people are from out of town, and they're going to offer you 30%, 40%, 50% less than your house is worth. That's not how Josh Hysaw does. He comes out to your house and offers the same convenience, instant cash offer. You get 4 months to move. You don't have to have open houses. You don't have to fix up your house, whatever else. But he's going to give you, he's local, he's going to give you a full market value offer for your home. And also if he says, you know what, I think we can make more money if we sell this the conventional way, that's what he will do as well. It's Josh Hysaw from Keller Williams, joshhasthebuyers.com. Check him out once again at joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington on the other side, Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.